Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. So, Jeffrey, I want to start with a question. You mentioned the Jordan flu game. If Jordan had shown up for the game, sick as a dog, from totally innocent causes, and had played half of the game, would it still be heroic?
No. I think it's the fact that he played the whole game, he won. Then we had the visuals of Scotty, you know, carrying him off the court.
Okay, well, how about this one, though? Willis Reed, we think of that as the ultimate gamer, right?
Yeah.
He didn't do much in that game. It was symbolic. Like, he just showed up and dragged his ass out on the court. But as I recall, he didn't do much of that game, and he is still certainly – let's be honest.
Yeah, but Curt Schilling was really good in the SOC game.
I was going to say, I was about to get to Curt Schilling. So you had the – if you're talking about great performances while injured, the Jordan flu game – the Willis Reed game, the Curtis Schilling bloody sock game. Now, I don't believe he threw nine. I don't think he threw nine.
I think he got through seven.
Okay, got through seven. Didn't someone play with a broken bone? Like, hasn't that happened a bunch? Ronnie Lott probably did, right?
Well, Tiger claimed that he popped bone back in his wrist during the Masters. Did not win that Masters, though.
Well, we may not win today because I am. This is my flu game. Honestly, I'm not in studio this week. If we were in studio, I might not have shown up because, you know, I don't want to infect anyone. But because I'm in my home office, I thought I'd give it a go. But my heroism only goes so far, Jeffrey. My steely discipline only goes so far, and so I have decided that despite. Let's just say an eventful night last night, and don't want to go into particulars, an eventful night last night, and chills and whatever it is, I'm going to do the first hour, and that's why I ask. Like, if you tap out at halftime, does it count? And if I'm being honest, I don't think it does. But what partly made this easy was we've got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and today it may well be. Today it may well be straight up at 10 o'clock. And then we have Writer Than Right Trivia, of course, because it is Thursday. And what fabulous prize do we have, Jeffrey?
Jeff, for the month of July, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the FedEx St. Jude Championship. Of course, the first leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs.
And who's committed, Jeffrey?
Well, we have to wait. I can tell you this. Scottie Scheffler's going to be there.
Scotty Scheffler. And
they still have to earn the points and whatnot. It's not like the old days where
you have to earn the points. You do. But
Scotty Scheffler will be there. Rory McIlroy will be there.
Will everyone who earns the points be there?
Usually, yes, because now if you don't, there's only three events now in the playoffs, and every round you make it to the next round, it gives you better status. So basically, guys aren't willing to sit it out like they once were. Once upon a time, they'd sit out the first leg when there were like
so
four of them.
How many passes are you giving them? One-day passes?
Yep, we got a pair of one-day passes.
And let's be honest. that's a golf tournament that we almost take for granted now. The idea that it has become what it has become, and that you did. You used to have to worry, who's going to show up? If it's the week before the U.S. Open, maybe the Europeans will, you know, like we had that sort of dance. We'd always try to figure out what the field would be. And then ultimately Phil Mickelson would come and we'd breathe a sigh of relief because there'd at least be a star there. A Tiger, of course, never came. It is a great Memphis event and we will be giving away, 2 tickets. And that's, by the way, you don't have to beat Jeffrey. I would love it if he got his comeuppance every once in a while, just for the purposes of humility. But all you really have to do is play honorably.
Which is also so disrespectful to me, because that implies that I don't play the game the right way. You know,
no, you play the game the right way.
I have the ultimate respect for the game.
And your contestants. You actually have ultimate respect for the contestants. I don't know how you maintain respect for the contestants, I'll be honest, sometimes, but given your track record, I would think you might, that's the thing, I would think you might let your guard down occasionally, right? Like, what do we see NBA players do, right? They all of a sudden, holy crap, we lost to Charlotte somehow, right?
I think it speaks to the fact that I don't get a trophy.
Because they didn't take them seriously. They didn't take him seriously. Anyway, we'll do that. So I'm going to be here for the first hour, unless nature intervenes.
Is the definition of touch and go right now.
There's a certain level of suspense to this first hour, I will tell you. But we've gone at least an hour without any excitement. So I'm going to try to make it through the first hour, and then Jeffrey is going to take it from there. Before I do get to anything else, I wanted to mention that that Memphis lost a spectacular journalist and a great man when Karanja Ajanaku died 2 days ago, I believe. And you can read Otis Sanford's piece on him over at the Daily Memphian. He came here from Missouri as a young journalist at a time when the CA didn't honestly have that many black journalists. And you know, they hired white people to cover the white city. And they literally, after a little bit, Karanja got the job of covering black Memphis, essentially, which in some ways is, come on, man, seriously? Like, we have to do that? Like, why can't we just take Memphians seriously, whatever, their race and background? But then he turned it into a spectacular beat where he would write about people who were rarely covered before. Otis and Karanja and Jerome Wright, who died recently as well, were known back then as the Three Amigos. And they really did they changed what the newsroom at the CA looked like, and for the better. And it wasn't because they got a thumb on the scale. It was because they were spectacular at what they did. Karanja went on to work other places, including the Tri-State Defender, where he was head of the Tri-State Defender, and put up a post a couple weeks ago saying that he was entering hospice. He had cancer. And he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, he said, I hope y'all are at peace with it because I am. And sort of typical, like, that is, he had a huge measure of grace, did Karanja Ajanaku, and Memphis will and already does miss him. We're going to play Believe It or Not in the next segment as well, Jeffrey. And I'm going to discuss a recent scam that I sort of fell prey to.
Uh-oh.
Partly. But before we do that, I did want to revisit. So we got Vegas Summer League is starting tonight. Grizzlies don't play tonight. We got Cooper Flagg versus Bronny James. What do you think of the marquee matchup? Cooper Flagg versus Bronny James, Las Vegas today.
So Tim Murray was telling me on Tuesday's afternoon show, that on the secondary market, tickets are going for like $650. Jeff, I cannot think of something I'd less want to pay $650 to go and see.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Especially when it's on television.
It's not a real matchup.
Correct.
Like, it would be Cooper Flagg versus Cam Spencer.
You know? Yeah, and like, I also think it's, like, super insulting to call it the Flagg versus Bronny game. It's like, Cooper Flagg is, like, infinitely better than Bronny.
Cooper Flagg, I think it is safe to say, is infinitely, maybe it does a disservice to Bronny. But anyway, that starts. Grizzlies don't play until tomorrow, when they will play at least four games. They tip off against the Celtics tomorrow afternoon.
Coming to a back gym near you.
Yes. So, yeah, no Bronny and no Cooper Flagg on the Grizz roster. So Chris did a piece, and this is something we talked a little bit about. It's funny. Jason Smith asked me about it the other day when I was on his show. And he phrased it as, what would have to happen for Zach Kleiman to be on the hot seat? And with all due respect, I don't think he's close to a hot seat. Like I think it is maybe if things just go disastrously, right? Then you could imagine it. But that's not, to me, that's not the question. I honestly think, and Jason and I ultimately agreed that they when they did what they did, trading Desmond Bane, drafting Coward, they embarked on a 2-year reset. Is that not what you like? I don't think, like, obviously they want to win this year. They want to make the playoffs this year. They'd love to finish in the top six this year, but I don't think this is about winning at your highest level this year. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I would say they're trying to reshape the roster, but reset, reshape. Like, to me, yeah, it's something like they're clearly like emphasizing different characteristics.
But also while acknowledging that there may be a step back.
Correct.
And I think that is part of it. It's not just we are going to try to win with this guy instead of this guy. It's that this process that we're embarking on may take, you know, a couple years to get to full fruition. And so I don't know what I've seen win totals. The one I most recently saw was 40.5, which is pretty bracing, right? You know, and I don't know if you've seen others, but I don't think when we start to see projections for where the Grizzlies are going to land, none of them will have them in the top six. Do you agree with that?
I think that's the case. I was trying to see if we had, let's see. All right, I'm looking right now over at FanDuel. The win total is 40.5, as you said, and it's slightly juiced to the under. And I was trying to see odds to make the playoffs. To make the playoffs, they're +124, to miss -166. So they're very much, like, that to me suggests, like, they're very much, like, in the play-in mix, but not in the top six.
I think that's it. I think most people project them to be in the play-in mix. But literally, that is true for every team in the West, or can be said to be true for every team in the West, except for Utah, right? That aspires to at least be in the play-in mix. Even Portland.
Yeah.
You know, Portland's going on and getting Drew Holiday, for God's sakes, right? Like, they want to win. New Orleans wants to win. And so Sacramento wants to win. The teams, even at, we may not believe they can win.
No, but they're trying to.
All right. So this is how Chris broke down the West. See if you agree. I will give you the threshold and you tell me who's in this particular tier. Okay. We're going to do tiers. First tier, a tier of their own, Jeffrey. Who would be in a tier of their own?
It has to be the Thunder.
Yeah, of course. Oklahoma City Thunder. Literally every player of consequence is coming back, plus a couple of lottery picks, one from last year in Topic and then this year in Sorper.
Like, so it's happy ridiculous. For them.
Like, it's just ridiculous. Two lottery picks added to everybody coming back. Okay. Now, loading up is the next tier.
Okay, so I think...
I don't know if I'm going to tell you how many. Do you think you need to know how many are in the loading up tier? Or
I'll try to guess based on most likely to least likely, and then you tell me when I've...
Just tell me when you want to stop. Tell me when you think that you're done. Who do you believe is loading up?
Okay, so I believe Houston is loading up.
Houston is. We'll give you... We'll pick them off when you get them. Obviously, what can you say when you go get Kevin Durant, one of the greatest scorers in hoop history, other than that they are loading up? It cost them Dylan Brooks, but they added Dorian Finney-Smith, Clint Capella, whole lot of stuff going on there. They are very clearly, I think indisputably, loading up. Anyone else in that tier, Jeffrey?
I'm going to say Denver.
Denver also in that tier. Denver loading up. They got Bruce Brown coming back. They got Tim Hardaway Jr.
They got Giannis. Off of Porter's contract.
Yeah, and they got off and they traded Porter for Cameron Johnson. So they very clearly are like, we have to surround Jokic with something better than the slaw that he has been surrounded with so far of recently. And so also loading up. All right. Anyone else in the loading up tier?
I'm locking those in.
That's correct.
Okay.
You're right. Those two loading up. All right. Now we have a trying to hang on, but I want to tell you this. Before I give you the trying to hang on tier, I want to tell you that the next tier is fading stars.
Okay. All right.
Because I think you could have put some fading stars very obviously, logically into trying to hang on, and he is differentiating those. So who's trying to hang on?
So I'm going to say the T-Wolves are trying to hang on.
T-Wolves are in fact trying to hang on. They got, listen, they've back-to-back conference finals, but they lose Nickeil Alexander-Walker, and Mike Conley is, I think 83. Plus, they were unbelievably healthy, and so they are trying to do it again. I don't like their chances, but there you go, trying to hang on. Anyone else trying to hang on, or do you want to move directly to the fading stars tier?
So I think I want to move to the fading stars tier.
God, you're good at this, Jeffrey. Okay. You're just warming up for Writer Than Right trivia. You're on an unbelievable roll. All right, the fading stars tier.
All right, so
who do you want to put in there?
The Lakers.
Lakers very clearly. Now, they got a full year of Luka. They add DeAndre Ayton. They add Jake LaRavia. They got LeBron, who may or may not want to be there. Right? we got the whole LeBron drama. But they're very clearly... they're very clearly fading stars. Any other fading stars, Jeffrey?
I would like to submit the Warriors.
Warriors also fading stars. Steph is 38. Draymond is 36. Jimmy Butler is 36. Kind of amazing. Now, they were terrific in the brief period after Jimmy Butler was added, right, at the deadline. So who knows? But listen, I just gave you their ages. They're very clearly like this is a race against time. They are the definition of fading stars. They could add Al Horford, also a fading star, and he would complement the team nicely. But there you go. They haven't figured out what to do with Kuminga. Warriors also in that tier. Anyone else in the fading star tier?
All right, so I want to put the Clippers in that tier.
Clippers are in the tier. God, all right, I feel bad for whoever is going to go up against you in Writer Than Right trivia today. You got James Harden and Kawhi Leonard, right? I mean, come on, man. And then they added Brooke Lopez, no spring chicken. They did add John Collins, whatever. And they've got a great coach. But those three clearly are all fading stars. Do you have any other fading stars you want to add?
Can you tell me the next category?
The next category is next teams up.
Can't decide how he would categorize Dallas. All right, I'm going to lock it in. I'm going to say Dallas could be next team up.
You're correct. You're correct. And you would have been terribly mistaken to put that because
well, I didn't know how he would view
he Dave, was going to go AD David, and Kyrie, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You could fit them in there, except for I think Cooper Flagg changes the calculus
right.
completely, right? So now we have next teams up. And what he says about these teams, he says, I think at least one of those three starry Cali squads, or maybe Minnesota, will be worse than expected and will be passed by at least one of these younger, deeper teams better equipped to traverse 82 games. So next teams up, if those three stumble, who's in that tier?
All right, so the next teams up, I'm going to say this is where he has the Grizzlies.
This is, in fact, where he has the Grizzlies. Absolutely. He says, I think the combination of depth and fast, aggressive style makes the Grizzlies a good bet to remain in the regular season hunt for a top six finish. Anyone else in the next team up category?
So I'm going to say...
You've been flawless so far.
I'm going to say the Spurs.
Spurs! Absolutely. They got 63 combined games last season from Wemby and De'Aaron Fox. And I'm going to go ahead and say it now, even in my ailing condition, I can predict, I think confidently, that Wemby and De'Aaron Fox will combine to play more than 63 games. And they got Dylan Harper, of course, and Carter Bryant. They too added two lottery picks. They actually are going to have to play them, unlike Oklahoma City, and then Luke Kornet. So next team up. All right. Now, just so you know, I'll give you the other categories, okay?
All right.
Before you decide if you want to put anyone else in there. Missing parts, big questions. That's a category. And then a tier of their own, outhouse edition, is a category. You want to knock that one
out? Yeah, I'm just going to knock that one out. Let's just go ahead and that's Utah.
Okay. So for all the reasons, I mean, they're just giving away players. They're giving away Colin Sexton. They're giving away John Collins. Yeah, they want to stink. They want to lose. So now you have to decide if you want anyone else in the next team up, or if you want to go on to the missing parts, big questions. And the teams that you have not mentioned yet:
Portland, Phoenix, and New Orleans.
Phoenix, Sacramento.
Oh, Sacramento.
Portland and Dallas. You haven't.
No, we put Dallas. Dallas is in the same tier as the Grizzlies, right?
Is that where you want them?
I've already said Dallas. We got them right.
You did say Dallas. No, no, you didn't get them right. You said Dallas. You said you didn't want them in the higher tier, fading stars. But I didn't realize you wanted them in this.
I wanted them in the Grizzlies tier.
In the next teams up. Yes. Shockingly, he has them. This is your first miss. Thank God. He has them in missing parts, big questions.
Okay.
And that's because Kyrie is missing, right?
Yeah. And
missed the whole season.
You know, so you got a rookie that's going to be one of your best players.
Right.
Okay.
Anthony Davis. I think that's arguable. I think you can argue. I actually think it's reasonable that you missed that one, because I think that could easily be a next team up. But he has it as a missing part, big question. And so then we got what we got. We got the other four are done. We got Portland, Sacramento, the Suns, and the Pelicans, all in that next category. And then a tier of their own, outhouse edition, is the Utah Jazz. So then he answers this question. And you could talk to him straight up at 10 o'clock. Right now, what would a successful season, not just wins and losses, but the whole complete picture, what would a successful season for the Grizzlies look like?
Am I insane for thinking make it the same standard as last year, avoid the play-in? I think it feels like more of a reach.
I think it feels like more of a reach this year,
but I still think that if they did that, I would constitute that as a successful season.
See, I think someone was talking to me about the Bears, right? Okay. What would be a successful season for the Bears? And like, do they have to make the playoffs for a successful season, right? And I think certain teams are in a position where, I was listening to someone talk about the Carolina Panthers yesterday, and they certainly don't have to make the playoffs. But the point is, it's trajectory and momentum. I think the Grizzlies could easily have a successful season if they're in the play-in, and even if they lose in the play-in. But Cedric Howard looks like he's the real deal. Edie and Jalen Wells take another step. Like, you could see things, and Jaren and Ja are back on track. Now, you can make the argument, if all those things happen, they won't be, you know, they'll be in the top six. But I guess my point is, I think it's,
you think,
do they feel like coming out of this season that they were on the right track?
Using your Bears example, my interpretation of what you're saying is, it's probably more of an eye test. So, like, the Bears' successful season is going to be determined by, do you think Caleb passes the eye test?
Is he the guy? Yeah, is he the guy? And then if you end up losing on the last game of the season, whatever, and you miss the playoffs, you can still have a successful season.
Yes. You're in a
tough
division.
And I think the Grizzlies can still have a successful season if it looks like their bets on the pieces that they've made bets on are proving to be right. Now, I guess the argument would be, yeah, well, if all those bets are right, they're not going to even be in the play-in. If Edie and Jalen Wells take a step forward, if Ja and Jaren stay healthy, and if Cedric Howard looks like a, you know, emerging borderline star, they're not going to be in the play-in. I think that's true, don't you think?
That's,
I think
that would, that's kind of how I viewed it as, to me, a success. Right. If all those things are true, I think that team avoids the play-in.
I think that's fair. You can talk, you'll talk to Chris about it again straight up at 10 o'clock. You can read his piece over at the Daily Memphian. We'll do Writer Than Write trivia in the second hour as well, giving away two tickets to the golf tournament. Sensational. And we'll be doing that all month, Jeffrey? Is that
all
right?
All month long.
That's spectacular. We're going to come back and play Believe It or Not. Before then, I will remind you, it is the summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and that is an opportunity. It is an opportunity to get in there and save up to 40% off. That's an opportunity. And it's an opportunity to get a free Yeti Tundra cooler with your purchase, because ice needs ice. And Robert Irwin Jewelers is delivering in more ways than one. Limited time, get a free Yeti Tundra cooler with your purchase of $24.99 or more. And of course, you still get the incredible service. You still get the stunning diamonds. You still get the low prices. You still get the, you know, again, up to 40% off during the summer of 1,000 engagements. And the financing, take up to 60 months to pay. It's bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers, visit any of their five locations. I go to the one right across from Novel on Perkins Extended. Find the one closest to you or shop online at rijewelers.com. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back at the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's play Believe It or Not. Jeffrey, you've been scammed.
I do not believe that. The closest I got, I told
ever close to being scammed. Yeah. What's your closest? What's your best came close to being scammed story?
So I told Gary this story once upon a time that when I, before I took the job at ConAgra, I kind of thought I wanted to move back to LA to be around my college friends. And I interviewed at this place, and like right when you walked in, you're like, man, you got the real, real bad vibes. And they wanted to hire me, and I said I wanted to think about it. I end up not taking it. And then like a month later, they get
busted because they were taking people, correct, putting them in ice and stealing their kidneys. They came this close to losing your kidney.
Yeah, well, it was like they were you know, no business practice, like fraud, everything. They were just scammed, like, you know.
But they weren't coming after your money, really, and right, your property or whatever. So I've been scammed a couple of times, and maybe I'm an idiot. The thing about being scammed is when you have been scammed, in addition to whatever you've lost, you feel like a freaking idiot. You just feel like a total moron. So, I mean, I've clicked on things I shouldn't have clicked on, although I'm pretty good about that now. But the clearest example of me being scammed was the story that I've told before. When I was in New York City, I was at an internship in college, and it was the old shell game, right? And and some guy had the two shells and a little ball, and he was rolling it between the two shells, and he told someone, "Which, tell me where it is." And the guy said, "Oh, it's right there." And I knew it wasn't that one. That guy's an idiot. He paid $20. That cost $20 to get to that. And then, but I knew it was in the other one, like all along. And so I said, no, that's not it. And the guy who was running the scam said, "Oh yeah, you think you know what it is? Well, it's $40 now that it's down to two." Gave him the $40. as you may have guessed, it was not in the, it was not where I thought it was.
They were running a two-man game.
The next thing you know, yeah, it was a two-man game. The next thing you know, the cops were coming. They kicked the cardboard. It was on two stacked cardboard boxes they were playing and just disappeared into the streets. But I bring it up because I was scammed yesterday. Maybe because of my weakened condition. Again, people, I'm fighting the flu today or something. And so I'm going to do the first hour. Jeffrey's going to talk to Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then he's going to do Writer Than Write trivia after that. But I got a call. And it's not a call that I would ever pick up. But I hung up on it. But then it called again. And so I picked up. And it was from the Shelby County Sheriff's Department.
Mm.
At that point, would you have known? I thought they were going to be asking me to buy a raffle ticket, you know, support
yeah,
the sheriff.
Like the fire department.
That was my wariness. My wariness went in that direction. And then he said, sir, you have been summoned for jury duty. And then you got a second summons for jury duty and you missed them. And if you miss again, the judge is going to put out a warrant because that's what they do. That's what they do.
I think I would have hung up because I'm on my toes for all these. I think scamming's at an all-time high. And in the end, jury duty, like you get it through the mail.
I feel like an idiot. I feel like a total idiot. And you people out there, feel free to think I'm an idiot. I'm telling you this so it doesn't happen to you.
I think I'd say I'd like to think I would have hung up, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know.
I ultimately did hang up, by the way, but only after I think the damage was done, to the extent that there was damage. What do you think they wanted at this point? Where do you think this is going?
More times than not, they want to record your voice.
You're exactly right. That's when you 100% would have. And what are they going to do with it? My voice is on the radio every single damn day. Like, if they want to record my voice, I can send them to the app. The Odyssey app. Like, my voice is not something that is in, you know.
Yeah, I think it shows they're not doing like due diligence on the people they're going
well,
after.
This is one I should have known. So the guy said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, what do I do? You know, how do I clear these? I'm happy to serve a jury duty." And they said, "Well, let me give you the citation numbers." And this is when you would 100% hung up because they read me the citation numbers, CL164, whatever it is. And then the second one. And then he said, "Could you read those back to me?" And that's the point when I really feel like a total idiot. Cause I did.
Oh boy.
What are they going to do with me? But so then here's what's weird is then they said, "All right, well, let me transfer you to my supervisor. He's going to go over this, whatever." And he transferred me to the supervisor. And that guy said, "All right, thanks, whatever." He said, "Tell me exactly what my colleague told you and read me the numbers." Like they were trying to get it again, you know? And at that point, listen, I may be stupid. I think it's clear at this point that I'm gullible, but I'm not that. There is a limit. There is.
You didn't read them their social security, your social security number. That was good. I think Mark did that one time.
He gave him a social security number.
Yeah, pretty sure.
They just gave me these numbers, and so they do have my voice reading off numbers and letters, not the second time. You can get me the first time, but not the second time. So what are they going to do with that, Jeffrey? I then did sort of take stock. I said, what should I do? Most of my, you know, to the extent that I have any accounts, they're on, you know, double whatever. You have to try to log in,
right?
And they send you a code, and then you, you know, have to, what that pain in the ass, but I do that. So what should I be wary of anything?
I think you'll probably be protected. I mean, obviously what they're trying to do is steal your identity. And then eventually what they're trying to do is somehow get into your money.
100%. And using my voice to persuade someone that it's me.
Correct.
But why do they need to do that? Honestly, here's the other thing.
I would imagine why they need it is
you can do anything with AI these days.
I bet the reason why they gave you those specific instructions is they probably need all of those characteristics to create the AI profiled voice.
I see. Hey, I obviously didn't know I was on the radio. I'm vulnerable anyway. Not that I expect them to be avid listeners of the Jeff Gawkins show. But so there you go. I'm an idiot. Be aware.
I mean, they're getting better now. Like I saw somebody online was tweeting about a scammer had like a childhood picture of him. Like it was insane. Yeah. The lengths they're going to now.
All right. Here's the next one. Dion, thank God he came up with this idea. Dion has ridden to the rescue because at Big 12 Media Days, he came up with a solution. And the solution, according to Dion, is a salary cap. This is, in fact, the right solution that we've been waiting for Dion to give us to what ails college football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I don't believe it because I think under the constructs, you can't do it.
Yeah, so, you can't do it. It's so stupid. Yes, anyone could. You know what the solution to higher wages for FedEx is? Salary cap. Just FedEx and UPS and whatever, get together and declare yourself that you're going to have a salary cap. First of all, there's two things that are funny about this. When players are on the player side, there's no way anyone wants a salary cap, right?
Sure.
Don't limit what we can make. As soon as you become management, which is what Dion is now, we need a salary cap.
Correct.
Right? But have we not been? I'm just astounded that Dion wouldn't know.
Well, he is Mr. Free Agency. Also, did you read Bill Barnwell's piece last week about all-time bag getters in the NFL?
No.
Like he calls Dion like one of the original, like the original
all-time
OGs.
Bag chasers.
Yeah, because he just always was going to free agency. I actually think this is true, but I don't know if you can do this. I think the one-time transfer, I think, would curb a lot of this, because part of the reason why the market is going insane and the prices are going so high is because
I think that's true. I think but you can't do that either.
Right.
You can't do that either. Again, I'll say it a million times. Unless you have an antitrust exemption, which is only available if you have a collective bargained agreement between the players and management. And to do that, you need to call them employees. That's one way to do it. Or you can get Congress to create a special antitrust exemption. Beyond that, and I'm stunned that Dion wouldn't know this, you can't just institute a salary cap. That's what the NCAA has tried for forever. They come up with all kinds of rules.
Did you
and
see
the rules are struck down.
Did you see Dellinger's tweet this morning?
What did he say?
Okay, there's a bill. Okay. Members of the U.S. House are planning as soon as Thursday to introduce an amended college sports bill. It's called the SCORE Act, sources tell Yahoo Sports. Though opposed by many Democrats, the act is on track to progress further than any all-encompassing athlete compensation bill. According to Ross, the bill is to protect name, image, and likeness rights of student-athletes and to promote fair competition within respect to intercollegiate athletics and for other purposes. Number one, be it enacted in the Senate and House of Representatives of the Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled. There were stipulations that he included.
Well, it's kind of amazing. They say it's to protect the NIL rights. That's how it will be. That's how it will be. Ah, we're trying to protect these players.
Okay, no, here we go. The act, an amended version obtained by Yahoo Sports, codifies the settlement, grants liability protection, preempts state NIL laws, and includes anti-employment clause. It brings regulations to agents and requires schools provide athlete degree completion, post-grad health care, et cetera.
Right. So that those are the things that they're giving the athletes to make it look like it isn't totally just a way to protect the university's money.
Right.
They're saying, oh, we'll do healthcare. You know, we'll do this. We're going to do these things for you. But they're going to lock in right now in the NFL. Players get 50% essentially of revenue. In the NBA, players get 50% of revenue. In the NHL, players get 50% of revenue, essentially.
There's like a percentage point here and there, but yes.
Yeah, percentage point. Basically, it's 50-50. And in the house settlement, they get 23% of revenue. So like that's what they're locking in. It will not surprise me if this passes, and maybe for fans, it's better. Like I'm not going to be too outraged by it. If it happens, it is universities finally getting what they want, which is some sort of antitrust, some sort of freedom to unilaterally create rules to limit the rights of players. Now, in any other industry in America, that is illegal. You know, you can't.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm just like, even if it passes, wake me up when we get to the court case. It's going to get challenged.
The court case will be. The point is that there's no constitutional right. This will change the legal lay of the land such that the court case will then, I think, that the universities will win the court case. But anyway, by the way, okay, here's another one, Jeffrey, since we're on the topic of paying players.
All right.
Texas Tech paying an offensive lineman millions of dollars is a good development for college sports.
I think it's a good development for college sports athletes. I think it's a good development for offensive tackles.
Wow. So this is, of course, if you like JoJo, chose Texas Tech over like...
It was like Ohio State, Georgia, the who's who.
Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Texas, all the schools that he ordinarily would have gone to, right? Instead, he decided to go to Texas Tech because he's being guaranteed, and it depends. What is there a number you believe?
So I tend to believe 1.7.
I've seen 2.3 and 5.1.
Yeah, the number that I saw is 1.7, and then there's like other stipulations of how he could earn more. But like, I think his guarantee is probably 1.7.
Here's the question, though. Does it indicate that, in fact, all this crazy-ass spending can have a leveling impact? Like we said all along that nothing's going to change. The same teams that were able to pay the most under the table or whatever, Alabama is going to be Alabama under any system. Georgia is going to be Georgia under any system. Ohio State's going to be, whether you're paying it illegally, legally, whether you're, whether you're selling your reputation or whether it's straight up NIL money. And here we see a school that says, under the old world's rules, we would have been consigned to, you know, the basement. But we got one really rich dude, and he has decided that he doesn't like that.
By the way, did you see he was at Media Days yesterday?
Oh, no, is that true?
Yeah, he was, like, taking questions, which I guess to a certain degree, like, hey, at least,
good
like,
for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the most important person in Texas Tech Athletics, yeah. Unquestionably, right? Like, I guess you'd want to hear from him. So isn't that good? I mean, the truth of the matter is we talk about how Memphis is screwed, right? Memphis is screwed up until the moment that some unbelievably rich booster – and I don't know that it exists, but like this creates an opportunity for any program to redefine their future if they have someone with a massive amount of money and ambition and lack of judgment.
You basically need a billionaire that is not enough of a billionaire to buy a sports franchise.
And is sufficiently deluded that he thinks this is like a good way to spend his money.
Right. But well, essentially what he's doing is I can't buy.
Like Memphis has some billionaires here. You know, they just don't seem like they want to.
But what I'm saying is though, This guy is clearly, if he had the money to go buy a professional sports team,
yeah, I think
he would do that. Yeah. But this, he's at, like, he's rich enough to do this, but he's not rich enough to, like, buy the Browns.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right. I find it hilarious, you know, that all of a sudden, you know, if you're Alabama or you're Ohio State, whatever, you can't trade on the things you've always traded on if someone comes up with a bigger bag, right? Now, Alabama will still get, you know, but it is interesting. I saw recently the stat was that from 2018 to 2025, Bama and Georgia averaged 2.9 for Bama and 3.5 three stars a year signing, okay?
Okay.
From 2018, three stars are like, you know, they were above three stars. They would 2.9 is all for Bama, three stars. Everybody else was 4 or 5. And Georgia, 3.5. Everybody else is 4 or 5. This year already, Georgia has signed 7 3 stars and Alabama 6. Is that evidence of a changing time?
I think what it's evidence of is people, those guys can come cheap. Those are going to be your developmental guys. Those are, to me, like your second round NBA picks.
But they were, once upon a time, they didn't have to do any of that. They
Correct.
Just got studs.
Correct. But now.
But maybe studs want to play right away. And at Alabama, the studs, even the studs would have to sit. And now those 4 and 5 stars can go play somewhere else, get a big bag, and be on their merry way.
And you're having to be judicial because the studs now are commanding a higher price than ever.
Right. It's fascinating the way that it is playing out. It won't surprise me if this bill passes and then we finally do get some degree of order in college sports. Okay. Jeffrey, you would like as a gift a samurai sword.
I'm going to say no because I don't trust myself.
Well, why are we bringing this up, Jeffrey?
I have no idea.
Joe Burrow, you haven't watched more of quarterback?
So Aaliyah's on a work trip.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You decided not. God, you are an
I put
honorable.
My marriage what over loving, my sanity.
What a loving, wonderful husband yeah. you are. Because in you only saw episode one.
I've only watched episode one.
Once you get beyond that, what you learn is that Joe Burrow, as a gift for his offensive linemen, samurai swords. So what do you think?
Again, I think it is a cool, like the craftsmanship and everything in a samurai sword is amazing. The problem is I've got a 2-year-old and I'm a 2-year-old. I just think bad things are going to happen. I do think it's a cool gift.
Okay, here's my view. First of all, I occasionally get gifts. And my advice always, more than a samurai sword, a gift certificate to Oak Hall.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
I think the samurai sword is flashy. It's great. You can bring it out and say, hey, look at my samurai sword, right? But if you've got those slacks for Brax, you're wearing them every day. You know, you're every other, like you're feeling comfortable and better about yourself and you're looking sharp like 200 days a year. You get several pairs, right? I think the Oak Hall gift much better than the samurai sword gift. But I am an expert at getting gifts. And I'll tell you what the worst is. When I go to speak to a Rotary Club or a Kiwanis Club or whatever, the single worst thing they can give me, and it happens all the time, and you wonder what they're thinking, a plaque saying Jeff Calkins spoke at Kiwanis Club, you know, whatever. I often throw those out as I'm on my way home. Because why bring those in? What am I going to do with that? What am I going to do with that? If I want a Pulitzer, I might put it on the wall. But I'm not. So then the other thing you get is coffee cups. And coffee cups, they're okay. They're useful. I mean, they are useful, except right. So I have too many coffee cups.
I was going to say, the problem is then they stack up and then how much space you got.
Coffee cups. And the truth of the matter is I have moved to a world now where I kind of like having one or two really nice coffee cups. And I just use those over and over again. The thing you should get someone, I don't know if it's an offensive lineman, but is a gift certificate or something totally useful.
Cash.
Right? And cash.
You ever given cash to anyone and they've been ungrateful?
Let me ask you this. What kind of truck do you drive, Jeffrey?
It's a Yukon. GMC Yukon.
Wouldn't it have been better to give them all Yukons? Nice, beautifully appointed leather Yukons? They're offensive linemen, for God's sakes. Right?
What's the going rate of a samurai sword?
I got no idea. Maybe it's being cheap. maybe it's being cheap to get
the
samurai sword.
Would you rather have a samurai sword or like a Rolex, like a nice watch?
I'd much rather have a Rolex. I mean, much rather have a nice watch because you wear that every day. If I wear the samurai sword every day, with all due respect, now you see a lot of things in Memphis, right? And people are, we got open carry, so whatever. People are armed and maybe, but like, you know, it's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. You don't want to bring a gun, you know, you don't want to bring a, or like way back when, what's the Aussie guy? You know, you don't want to bring a, to a gunfight. So I don't need my, I don't need the samurai sword. I think maybe, I think in order to really appreciate a samurai sword, you've got to be incredibly rich. You've got to have everything. You've got to already have everything that's actually useful that you can use to have to appreciate a samurai sword.
So
I'm out on the samurai sword, and I think it shows lack of judgment, and I'm forecasting a down year for Joe Burrow.
All right, I'm seeing this. Modern-made blades by smiths outside of Japan working in the pseudo-Japanese style, more or less, are usually around $3,000 to $15,000. That is a wide range.
But even $15,000, give me a Tundra.
Jeff, a Tundra. I don't know if you know how much Tundras cost Tundra today.
What?
I don't know if you're aware how much a Tundra costs today.
That's what I'm saying. Be generous. Don't be generous.
Okay. I thought you were saying like, all right, let's think of something
he give
in
me,
the same
I'm,
price
if
range.
If I'm an offensive lineman, I'd rather he give me a Tundra. Or if he's literally, if it's a let's say $5,000 sword. Give me $5,000 gift certificate to O'Call.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I hate to say it. It's flashy. You know what it is? It's a gift that's more about him than the people receiving it.
Yeah, look at something. You know what I also blame, though? I blame the internet and whatnot because, you know, the stories that I don't care about, I do not care. Like, in the what did Joe Burrow get
his
offensive
give,
lineman?
Oh, every Christmas, what do they give?
Yeah,
That you know that Toyota is supplying them anyway.
Right.
It's not even a freaking gift.
Well, like Dan Patrick yesterday on Pardon My Take told the story of when Eli won his second Super Bowl MVP. At the time, Eli had a car dealership, and I believe it was Toyota. And, you know, you won some type of Chevrolet for being the Super Bowl MVP. And, like, he tried to walk off and not take the keys because he didn't want to send the message of, like, right, I'm buying, you know, this.
That's hilarious. All right. I made it through the hour. I'm ailing. Jeffrey is going to step up. Next man, we got the next man up mentality here.
Of course.
And he's got Chris. The nice thing is he's got great weapons around him because he's got Chris Harrington coming up.
Lord knows next. I don't have the arm strength.
And then Writer Than Right trivia after that. It is the Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.